morning, Nick.
Hi, Martin. What's going on?
Well, not a lot, really. Lockdown part three continues.
Exactly. And we're continuing our streak of recording podcasts.
I know. It's almost unheard of.
It must be like we've got nothing else to do because we're bored of lockdown.
Yeah, that's probably true. Probably true. Although we've had the good news that despite them saying that it's going to be reviewed in February, it looks like it's going to be at least March and probably Easter before schools reopen.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really know what to think about it or say about it, to be honest.
No, it's, well, you just got to keep going, like you say. There's not much to say. Just keep going. How are you feeling generally? You doing okay?
So-so. I was a bit grumpy earlier in the week. I don't think the weather's really helping at the moment because it's pretty grey and bleak outside. I guess it's the same in Reading, isn't it? We're not too far away. Although you had some snow, didn't you?
Yeah, did you not get it?
No, we didn't. It doesn't really snow very often by the coast, does it? Because of the sea, salt right. air in the air and so on, I guess. So I think it, funnily, oddly enough, like we've lived in Bude 4 years and I think it's snowed twice. But they're the only two times in 30 years or something. So
wow.
We count ourselves lucky that we've had it twice in a couple of years. But that 4 year period, sorry. But yeah, we didn't get any this time.
Wow. Yeah, no, we had a day. So we woke up, which day was it? It was Sunday morning, I think, and it was just covered. So we had a bit of fun in the snow, making snowmen and snowball fights and stuff.
Mm.
And yeah, and then it went pretty much straight away. So it was hanging around for a little while, but not very long.
Yeah.
It's supposed to snow again this weekend, apparently, though.
Oh, really? Our kids were disappointed because they could see their friends, cousins and nephews and nieces and so on, having lots of snow all around the country. And I think the next day, the best thing we got was a bit of icy puddles for them to ice skate on. And they loved that. So yeah. Imagine how crazy they'd have gone if it had snowed.
Yeah, wow.
What's been going on with work then?
Well, unfortunately, the whole lockdown thing still has a bit of an impact with them saying that, you know, well, first of all, they said the schools, they'll give us 2 weeks warning before schools reopen. So that kind of meant that it was going to be March because the review date was like the 15th of February, I think. So if it was going to be 2 weeks after that, then that would be March. Then they confirmed it was going to be at least the 8th of March. But everybody most people I've spoken to suggest that they don't think kids are going to be back till after Easter. And so that obviously has an impact on revenue for Kids Club HQ because charged based on the number of kids that are booked in. And if no kids are booked in, then that means that revenue is going to be down. So that's been a bit of a thing to work with. I mean, it'll be okay. It's just, you know, we're going to get to sort of May time before anything picks up, if it does by the looks of things. So that's disappointing. But alongside that, there's still a lot of stuff coming in, support and stuff. Again, it's not difficult to deal with necessarily. Just, you know, same as it was last time we spoke, really just having to deal with it. And I've actually implemented a couple of features in the app, which are, they're not really COVID specific, but they kind of deal with the sort of problems that the clubs are having at the moment with, you know, wanting to keep people being invoiced, but not invoicing them just during the COVID lockdowns. So I've added a few features in there, which took up a bit of time, but it's all useful. So it's helpful. Other than that, not that much been going on. Still working on bottlenecks, with the billing sort of side of things more interesting for me because that's where I'd spend a lot of time chasing up late payers. There aren't many late payers, but they still need chasing. And so I've put some stuff in to automate that, which is quite good. It makes me feel good to get that out of the way. How have you been doing?
Busy, yeah, I guess with everything going on, including everything being at home. Yeah, in terms of the product SEO testing, it's doing really well this month. So all the marketing effort, I guess, across the end of November, December, and carrying on into January is paying off. So I think it'll be a record month in terms of new customers. Record month, potentially, I guess. I don't really compare like percentage growth, but it's going to be a good month again in terms of monthly recurring revenue growth. So it's going all right, I guess.
Great. I saw you were helping out a celebrity with some of the SEO stuff this month as well.
I don't know, is that Justin you're referring to as a celebrity?
Justin, yeah.
I've joined his Mega Maker Club years ago, and so I'm in the Slack channel. And so every now and again, it's quite funny because even on his podcast, his the Transistor Build Your SaaS podcast. He's always very open that he leans on all the people he knows for all the advice and things like that. And so he posts in there every now and again saying, I've got this problem, what's going on? And now whenever he puts an SEO question in there, there's three of us that get tagged each time. And so I saw the alert pop up. and from what he was asking about, I just made a few brief suggestions. But I said, you know, he tried SEO testing ages ago. And so I just, the trial expired and I didn't set him up with a free license or anything. But I just turned his subscription back on. So it updated with all the data so I could actually dig through his data a little bit. And so I said, oh, if you want to jump on Zoom or whatever, we can have a quick chat about it and take you through what I think myself and someone else had kind of thought was the issue, which he said yeah, and he decided, he said, oh, do you mind if I record the session? And I hate giving SEO advice publicly, but I said it wasn't public as well anyway. He said, oh, we'll do it for the Mega Maker community. I said, well, we can record it, we'll see how it goes. And he seemed to think it was like a very British thing almost, right. Of you know, not wanting to self-promote perhaps too much. But yeah, just talked him through it. And I said afterwards, you know, do you mind putting a tweet out about SEO testing? As I've, you know, kind of spent, I think, on Zoom for about 45 minutes, maybe an hour or so.
Yeah.
So we put a tweet out and that's helped get a load of trials in and some customers. And
oh, great.
Just reaching out to other people who've got big SEO newsletters and courses and things like that. And trying to just have chats with them really. And see, get them to try the product out, and then if they like it, see, you know, what we can do in terms of getting their audience perhaps interested in it as well. Just that's
you've been doing a bit of that, have you? A bit of a outreach like that?
Yes, yeah, that's what I focused on January really. So I did I organized a chat with another SEO person who's built a tool and built a couple of tools. They've been at it for probably 6, 7, maybe 8 years. And so I reached out and said, I've just got a couple of questions about distribution and marketing. You know, do you fancy a chat? And they were gracious enough to say yes. So I just asked them really and said, you know, I'm looking, there's only myself working on the product, so I have to be careful in terms of where I'm spending my money and most importantly, my time as well. So if there are any shortcuts or, you know, like channels that I should be investing in or trying, you know, what do you think? And went through a few that I was trying out. And they were kind of like, no, never had any luck with that. No, never had any luck with that. No, never had any luck with that. And that's not to say that they wouldn't work if, you know, someone else was to try them today. But based on, you know, what they said did work and they've done as well. And what I've been doing historically, which just takes time and is not labor intensive, but I guess just takes time. That's the kind of areas to focus and double down on. So, yeah, I guess I'm doing the same as Justin, really kind of reaching out to people and leaning on people and asking and so on.
Yeah, that's great. It seems to be working by the sounds of it.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Don't get too far ahead of yourself, or I don't anyway. Something always seems to change. Like I remember going back it would have been 3 years ago now, I got the new design ready for Sanity Check at the time and was just about to launch the new design on the website. And that was just when Google upgraded everyone from having 3 months worth of data to 18 months worth of data.
Right.
So there's always an API change just around the corner or something else going to happen.
Yeah, you have to be wary of those things, don't you? But also, you know, celebrate the successes as well.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've not done much outreach or anything recently or marketing. The copywriter I've got working I got an email last night with the first draft of everything. So I'll have to go through that later today. And hopefully, if all goes well, should be able to update the website next week and then move on to actually doing some SEO type articles, which I'm excited about.
Yep.
That'll be good. So that's really pretty much everything I've been doing. I mean, the bottleneck stuff, I'm really, really enjoying getting into that and doing some work on that because it's stuff that, to be honest, I shouldn't have been doing myself for so long. So it's good to actually make some time to do those things. So that'll be good.
So yeah, you're one of the new customers, aren't you, for SEO testing?
Oh yes, yeah. Well, I thought, you know, it's about time I signed up. I was on for Sanity Check,
yeah,
but I hadn't signed up for SEO testing yet. So I signed up. I'm going to use that hopefully extensively over the coming months.
You haven't dug into the data yet or looked at what you're appearing in Google for yet then?
I had a good look around, but I didn't do it particularly seriously. I was just kind of, you know, kicking the tires and having a look around at the various reports and things. And it looks really good, really useful. So yeah, I'm thinking about going into that. Particularly the keyword stuff, I thought was really good. So I'm going to basically look at that for my SEO work and the articles that I want to write, and use that to guide where to go, basically. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looks cool. Good.
Well, that might be it. Short episode.
Yeah, well, I did have a question for you, though.
Oh, go for
it. It's kind of SEO related, but what I want to know is, whenever I dive into Google Analytics, there's so much information in there. And some of it, I think, is more important than others when you're trying to grow. What are the sort of things that you would look at first, on a regular basis?
I don't spend any time in Google Analytics, to be honest with you.
Right.
I just spend time in Search Console data, and so just in SEO testing, really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which, I mean, when I have been doing, so there is some event setup that someone I was working with last year set them up for me to track registrations and so on. And so I can, when I'm doing paid, have been doing any paid advertising, whether it's Twitter ads or Google ads and so on, it is recording the source and the channel that people are where people are coming from.
Yeah.
But there's something weird that goes on anyway, because we use Google OAuth, people do to authenticate and give access to Search Console data. Something odd happens where the referral always becomes the accounts.google.com thing after they authenticate their site. So I can catch new registrations as an event and get the correct channel and refer and so on. But then once they actually go through and add a site and or become a customer, the referrer is all messed up because of that OAuth bit. And so it's, I can see how many new registrations are coming from, say, Twitter or some from paid ads and so on. But then I can't track customers directly. But that's why I've gone through the stage now of doing it all myself within the app. So I track all the first referrer, the first page they look at, and so on. And then on the registration form, there's always also a text, just a free text box saying, where did you find or hear about us? And so then when people become customers, I can look back on that data then myself.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
To judge stuff. And that's quite good as well, because I've been working, you know, trying to get in contact with people who've got audiences and so on. People will say, oh, I heard it from James Smith or, you know, Adam Smith or whoever's been promoting it or talking about it and so on. So that gives me the opportunity then to either go back and thank them or whatever, or say, you know, hey, you should sign up for a referral program if you want to, and so on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or the affiliate program.
Cool. Okay. That's good to know.
But yeah, I guess for you, look at getting some events set up would be the best thing if you're going to do some paid advertising.
Yeah, I've got some events set up already. So those are the things I kind of look at first, is where, in what they're doing, you know. So that's good. I'm looking in the right place there. I just see all this information and I think, I'm sure I could be using this better. and I don't really do it that regularly. So I just wanted to get something, you know, where I could look every week or whatever and know what to look at straight away just to compare. But
the thing I've been trying to do, and it comes back to distribution thing again that we were talking about last month. And so I remember Justin Jackson was saying, for SaaS, it's a numbers game. You've got to be trying to get at, well, the price point that I know his tool is at and SEO testing at is at as well. He was suggesting that you need to get up to around 300 trials a month for it to become, you know, a strong growing SaaS product. And so I've had that in my mind as trying to get to. And so just by then putting in the work and building a report around how many trials I'm getting per day and just tracking that. And then it's, for me anyway, at least, it's just going to be a case of putting focus into one channel a month, maybe, or even longer, and just seeing and just tracking that number of how many trials per day on average across that month is coming in. And if it's going up, then just keep doing that.
Yeah, I guess that's it, isn't it? See where the trials are coming from and how they're converting, make sure the trials are converting, and then feed more people into the trials, I suppose, so get more traffic.
Yeah, and I can see from the work I'm doing at the moment, which is adding new features, documenting them well, working in public, so posting about them on Twitter and stuff as soon as they're launched, emailing all the people that have tried the product before, and just posting on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and so on, but not paying to promote.
Yeah.
That is increasing the trials per day. So trials per month, that's going up. And then because I did the numbers before of visitors to trial to customer, and I know those are within the bounds of what they should be for a, you know, a SaaS product that doesn't ask for credit card up front, you know, I can be relatively confident that if I'm increasing the number of trials per day, well, then that's going to feed through to increasing the number of customers per day, which seems to be happening at the moment.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. Sounds good.
Yeah. So it's not a put $1 in, get $10 out type of thing that is always the thing you were trying to aim for with AdWords and so on, but it seems to be put 1 month of effort in, you can get more customers out.
Yeah.
just having been able to track that and just making sure that the effort that's being put in is increasing that, I guess.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you've already said the tracking where they're coming from, the trials, and how they convert gives you the guidance on where to focus more effort, you know. So that's useful as well. I just need to get this clear in my head, really, which things to look at rather than just disappearing in analytics for an hour every week, you know. Just know where to look straight away. So that's good advice. Cool. So I did have some more questions for you, actually. How's your new working day going, where you're splitting your day? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, and I think this is partly down to, you know, being able to increase the marketing effort is working off of, I'm spending it half a day doing development and half a day doing marketing stuff. So there is a consistent effort going into the marketing side of things. And the marketing stuff sometimes just bashing out a load of emails on an afternoon. But at least I know it's kind of networking, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
but not physical, you know, face-to-face networking. Just sending out lots of emails to people, replying and so on. But that's still going well at the moment. So it's a bit messed up at the moment because of homeschooling. So Thursdays, for example, yesterday, Soph does some tutoring. She's a teacher, so she does a bit of tutoring online. And Thursday morning, she just got a few sessions. So I did homeschooling on Thursday morning. I just shifted to development in the afternoon, fixed a couple of bugs and so on. So I didn't get around to doing any marketing, I don't think. But then today, try and get back to it. Although doing a podcast right now, I've been delayed doing this since 11 o'clock already, but I guess the development stuff, I don't have a quick thing to do. And it's Friday, I'm not going to start a big new bit of development today. So I'll probably just bumble along until after lunch and do switch to marketing this afternoon, which I've got a call lined up this afternoon and stuff and things like that. So
that's good. Yeah. So on the personal side of stuff, I know I got an email this week telling me that the Reading Half Marathon is cancelled.
Cancelled or postponed to that second date?
Yeah, sorry, postponed to the second date. Yeah, they've cancelled the April date and they're aiming for the November date now. So that's kind of good for me because I couldn't have made the April one anyway. I'm not going to be around that weekend. So so that's good. So it means that I've got something to train for now.
I got back on the bike a couple of days ago in the garage. So I'm worried that, as I was saying last time, I think that September will come around quite quickly and my event won't get cancelled or postponed. And I'm trying to ride the length of Britain, having done zero training. So I decided to just jump on. And I was falling into the same trap. I'm sure I've mentioned this before, where I always think every ride has got to be a really long ride or every run has got to be a long run. But I realized just jumping on with the aim of just doing 20 minutes or 30 minutes is just, if that's all I do, that's great. Yeah. But sometimes you feel a bit better and I'll go on for a bit longer. But at least if I get on and just do 20 minutes a day, at least that's something. And then throw that in with the occasional when I feel motivated to or can be bothered to do a longer ride. Well, then that's more than enough for the time being.
Yeah, I'm the same. I just try and do at least one run a week. And even if it's not very long, it just keeps your body used to doing it, you know. Because I think I've done it before where I've gone 2 or 3 weeks without running and it's just painful the first run you do. Mm. So it's just good to keep going. Yeah, definitely. And how's the cooking going? What's the recipe of the week?
I haven't moved on from eggs, boiled eggs.
Yeah. Eggs.
I was thinking about that last night, funnily enough. I saw someone say tweeting that there was a question about what you're learning from YouTube at the moment or something like that. And someone they've subscribed to a couple of cooking channels. And I was thinking maybe I should watch a couple of cooking videos on YouTube.
Get some inspiration.
I got enough cooking. There's enough cooking books in the house. I shouldn't have any excuse.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good to see it on a video or something rather than just looking at the picture.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for me, really. I haven't got anything much else to say, really. Just plugging along.
No, neither. Me either. It's it's a bit slow going at the moment. So that's all right. A short update this week. Hopefully go for another update in a couple of weeks and have a bit more to say.
Yep. Sounds good.
Cool. All right, then. Well, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Martin.
And I'll speak to you soon.
Cool. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.